Well, good morning. Welcome to the Back to the Book broadcast again. We're grateful to be able to come to your place of listening this morning and invite you to the house of God today here at Mountain View Baptist Church, where we're members at. Love to see you come to Sunday school this morning. Sunday school at 10, worship at 10:45, and then back at 5 o'clock for the evening service, and then 7 o'clock on Wednesday. And we urge you to come to be with us in the house of God. If you don't have a church home, you come. And be with us in the house of God. Just an old-fashioned Baptist church, loves God and old-time religion. And glad that we're saved and looking for the Lord to come. At any moment, He may come. We got that expectation today while we're laboring and waiting on Him to come back and get us. So I want to send it out to all the shut-ins this morning. Hope it'll be a blessing to your heart today, those that's not able to get out to be in the house of God. Hope it'll be a blessing to you this morning, be an uplift to your spirits. I know it's hard when you can't go anywhere, and that's certainly hard on you. But God's grace is sufficient. He made a promise, I'll not put more on you than you can bear, with that temptation, provide a way of escape. And so we've got somebody to take care of us and give strength and give grace where it's needed. When we do all we can do, then He'll take over. Thank God. And so it's good to be here this morning. We praise God for each listener, and I want to invite you to be in the house of God today. You ought to be in time for Sunday school this morning. Get ready and get time for Sunday school. Be in church. Your duty. If you're a member of that church, you ought to take in every service you possibly can. And that'll be a blessing to you and be a blessing to others, and especially to your pastor. He'd love to see you coming to the house of God, and the teachers that prepare and get ready to teach, and then folks are not there and lay out. I tell you, it's something you have to deal with. But it's good to be saved this morning. And you worship the Lord with us today as we just worship God and have some songs and then go into the Word of God in Hebrews chapter 11 this morning. I go back to the Scriptures and try to be a help to you that are out there in Radio Land this morning. I don't count it something lightly to come to this broadcast. I count it a privilege and a duty to carry the Word of God and preach the Scriptures, preach the Bible, stay in the book, and enjoy the blessings of God along the way. So we count it a real privilege to have this opportunity, an open door God has provided for us, and we praise God for that this morning. Fathers, we bow in your presence. We want to say thank you for the strength and the grace you've given us to the Lord for our labors and our sojourning here upon this earth. Thank you for the blessings you've bestowed and the leadership you've given, for the supply you've provided, everything you've done for us. We're grateful to you this morning. And I pray you'd bless each need that's out there this morning. Many folks need help. And they need a prayer. They need an answer from a holy God. And certainly you don't turn away those that are yours. You're listening and you're waiting and you're just listening for them to bring their petition before you. And God, I want to thank you for all you've done, what you're doing, and what you're going to do. I praise God for it this morning. I pray you touch those especially that are lost, some that are without a Savior this morning. This might be the day they turn their heart to the Lord before it's too late. Have your will and way throughout the broadcast this morning. And Lord, reach some precious soul out there, needs some help, needs some strength, needs some grace, and Lord, needs some direction. I pray that you'd move in a special way this morning. Have your will and have your way. We'll bless you and praise you and love you for all you do in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it will be a blessing to you today. You listen as they sing.
When the world is crumbling around you and everything goes wrong, and it seems like there's no use to carry on, just remember, Jesus loves you and cares for his own. So trust in him when hope is almost gone. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find the hand, with loving arms around you, he'll gently lead you out. He'll strengthen you and give you grace to stand. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's the only one who cares and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you will find him, and you'll know him by the touch of his hand.
Amen. He's always there. I'm glad he's there, and you know him when he gives you what you stand in need of. I praise God for the presence of our Savior. He made a statement when Jesus was here, and he said, "Lo, I'm with you all the way, even unto the end of the world." That's long enough for me. I'm glad when he carries us home, Spirit of God comes, we go back to the Lord, go with him to heaven, at the marriage supper of the Lamb, the judgment seat of Christ. Man, it's going to be a great day in that day just to get home. Thank God. That's the place we're looking for. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Always with us, every day, all the way. Amen. Hope you enjoyed that. Have another one now. You hope you enjoy it as they sing.
God is so good.
Coming, he's going to carry us home. Praise God for that. All right, the book of Hebrews chapter 11 this morning. Hebrews chapter 11, if you want to turn there, if you're taking time to do that, you might be getting ready for church, so just turn the radio up and let's go to the Word of God this morning for just a little while. Been trying to preach on the subject of faith, and Hebrews chapter 11 is a great chapter of faith. It's something that all of us have. We've been given some faith, a measure of it from the Lord, and we build upon that faith, and we learn to trust Him as we live for Him here in this world. And so we want to look again at faith this morning. We tried to touch on some subjects about the fact of faith. I want to reiterate that every time. Now, faith is a literal part of our lives. It's tangible. You can put your faith in it. Faith counts as evidence of things not seen. And so we have faith this morning. And then, of course, faith rewards us. We mentioned that in chapter 11, verses 5 and 6. We find rewards of faith. And chapter 11 and verses 7, we find the rescue. Faith rescues us, our faith, because we have it in the Lord. Now, I want to look down into verses verses 8 through 10 this morning, and look at the fact that faith that God speaks about in this chapter today. Verses 8 said, "By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place where which he should after receive for an inheritance, he obeyed. He went out not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, and the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city for which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God." There's the faith that you see that tests us. Our faith tests us. Now, Abraham was tested because he had faith. He was believing God. God told him to go out, not knowing whither he went, the Bible said. He was called to go out, not knowing whither he went. His faith was tested. Many times, I'm sure, that the flesh rose up in Abraham's life, which we saw several times there in his journey of faith back in the book of Genesis. We found that many times he was tested, and sometimes he failed the test, but more often than not, he just survived the test. And he came out better for it. He was looking for something. But you know, faith tests us every day of our life because of our faith. First of all, I want you to notice some things about Abraham. He heard the call. He heard the call. The Bible said there in verses 8, "By faith Abraham, when he was called." Now, God called him to go out and be tested because of his promises that was given. God always rewards our faith. We mentioned that before. I think on a couple of broadcasts ago, faith rewards us, and we're rewarded because of our faith. That when he was called, he heard the call. He was listening to the Lord. Now, sometimes we need to listen more to the Lord than we do. Are we listening to what he's got to say? You know, many times you'll find direction. You'll find that God speaks through his word that he's given us, preserved for us for every generation. And when we read our Bible and we're led of God, we see things in the scripture that God calls and shows us what we need to do. We're on a journey this morning. We're not just sitting still in the water. We're not just sitting by the wayside. We're on a journey. We're traveling. We're going somewhere. There's a journey. He called us. We become a part of his great program. He, of course, was always in the mind of God that we would be in his program, but he made us hear that call, and so we heard the call. We hear the call for God to carry us out into this world. God don't want us to sit around just waiting on him for it to come and not doing anything for him, not trying to carry someone with us. We've got a journey to make. We're on a journey here. We're sojourning. We're not here permanently. We'll speak more about that in just a moment. But yeah, first of all, he heard the call. He was sensitive to what God had to say. I wonder how many times that we go to church and we're sensitive to what God has to say through the preached word of God. Are we listening to the Lord? Are we listening to him when we pick up our Bible and we read the scriptures? Are we listening to what God has got to say? And for Abraham heard the call. He heard that call. It came plainly to him. He said, "Get up and get out and leave everything and go to a place that I've promised you and that I'm going to give you." So he heard the call. And he was sensitive to what God had to say. Now, God's call is important. Now, because in every individual's life that is saved by the grace of God, God's got a purpose in our life for every day. Are we listening to the call of God to go out? And so he heard the call. Secondly, he heeded the call. Amen. The Bible said there in the second part of that verse, he went out. He went out. He heeded the call. He didn't just hear it. He could have heard it and sat where he was the rest of his life. But he heeded the call. I mean, he went out. He got up and went out. Amen. He put some legs on that thing, and he went up. He heard the call, and then he went out. He obeyed what God told him to do in his scripture. God told him plainly, "I have to get up and leave this place." So he went out. And so he went out, and then, of course, he trusted the call. And not only did he heed it, but he trusted the call. Amen. He trusted the call. The Bible said he said, not knowing whether he went. Not knowing. He went out not knowing whether he went. Oh, we can depend on it if God puts it down in black and white for us. But we got to trust him. We can go so far. But then we got to trust him as we step out by faith. I thought about Peter, you know, when Peter was in the boat, and Peter saw the Lord out there, and he was walking on the water. And Peter said, Lord, would you let me come hither to you? And so he just said, come hither. And he stepped out and began to walk on the water also. He trusted the call. Amen. He trusted the call. He trusted the words of his Savior. Hey, friend, I want to tell you, if it's in the Bible, you can trust it. If it says it in the Word of God, you can put your trust in that. And you can depend upon that. You don't have to wait to be proven somewhere by some other situation, whether it's true or not. If God said it, it's true. Amen. The Bible is the infallible, inerrant Word of the living God that's penned down and preserved for every generation. We've got the Bible today, so we can trust the call of God when He says, go out. We can trust Him while we're on our journey here in this life, sojourning in this life, headed to heaven. We can trust Him along the way. And because He's provided everything we needed thus far, He's provided everything we needed to walk the rest of the way. And lo, I'm with you, Jesus said. Now, if Jesus is with us, what have we got to worry about? Just let Him make Himself known to us. And as we sojourn in this life, we're looking for a better place. And Abraham was looking for a better place. He was looking literally there for a promised land that God was going to give him. And so the saints of God today, the saved by the grace of God, we can trust the Lord with what He's got to say in the Bible. He says it, trust it. Amen. You can trust what He says. And He told Peter, He said, come to me on the water. Now, as long as Peter trusted Him, he was doing fine. Then he took his eyes off the Lord, and he began to sink. And he said, Lord, save me. He cried out to the Lord, and he reached out and got him back. And so, listen, I'm telling you this morning, we need to trust the call of God upon our lives. Trust Him while we're waiting on Him to come. We'll say more about that in just a moment. The Bible said, first of all, secondly, rather, in verses 2, you'll find in verses 2, the Bible said, verses 9, by faith he sojourned in a land of promise. He sojourned, amen. In other words, he was in a temporary place that is not a temporary home. And that's where he was. And he was in a temporary place. He sojourned in everywhere that he went through when he put his tent down there on the journey coming in. Brother, when he drove those pegs into the ground and put that tent up, he wasn't there permanently. He was sojourning in a land. He was on his way to a promised land. He was on a journey to the Christian today. You're not at home in this world today. We're sojourning here. That's the reason we're so unsettled so many times, because the real comfort of our heart is when we're looking for the Lord to come back and get us out of this world. We're not here permanently. That we're just here temporarily. Every saint of God's got a home in heaven, and we're here temporarily. So he sojourned. It means, of course, we're here temporarily while seeking and yearning for a permanent residence. We're waiting on the real home that we're going to get to one of these days. After a while, we're going to a real place. Amen. There's a sojourning. We're on a journey. We're to journey godly, and we're to journey expectantly, waiting for the Lord to have the carry us completely home. And we're going to claim that the Lord has given. He said, there, John. He said, I'm coming back to get you. And my Father's house are many mansions. Were it not so, I would have told you. And I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So while we're sojourning here, it's not a permanent residence. We're expecting something a whole lot better. Amen. A heavenly residence. Amen. We're going to where the Lord Jesus is. And so he said, my faith is sojourned in a land of promise, as in a strange country. Oh, it's a strange place I'm to dwell in. That's the reason we don't feel at home in this world today, because it's a strange country. Amen. It's not home to us. Amen. Dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. I mean, he was simply just getting along and sojourning there. And how kind of journey are we to make? Well, 1 Peter chapter 2 tells us something about our journey here. I'm telling you, Abraham was special to the Lord. He was so special that God trusted him to obey him to go out and bring forth a great nation, which Abraham did. The Israelites and the Jew were born from Abraham. And brother, I'm telling you, God sent him out. And the Bible said here, of course, in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9, he's talking to us that's on a journey spiritually here. He said, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. There was a call made, and we heeded that call, and we came out from the world today because of his call. And he said, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. He said, dearly beloved. Now here's the journey. Here's the kind of journey we're traveling on. I mean, he don't just put us out here and say, make it the best way you can to heaven. No, praise God, we're on a journey, and that we're trusting him with that call and direction that he gives us. And he said, dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul. While we're on our journey, he tells us there's some things that we need to abstain from. Do not do those things. That's the reason God gave the Ten Commandments, commanding what's wrong and showing us what was wrong. And that, brother, in this world system today. And so he called us to go out and gave us the Word of God. We need that today. But he said, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, that he said, you're on a journey now. And he said, you're traveling to a new home one of these days. And he said, while you're going, abstain, stay away from fleshly lust, which war against the soul. And then he talked about a conversation, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, that they may by your good works, which they shall glorify God in the day of visitation. He said, they're going to look upon your good works, and they're going to look upon your life, and they're going to measure you and see what kind of a person you are, when you measure up to what you say that you are. Abstain from fleshly lust, which war against us. So every one of us are subject to the fleshly lust of this world today, but he said, you stay away from that. You keep your life clean, you walk with me, and I'll bless you along the way, but abstain from those fleshly lusts which war against the soul. Have your conversation, even the things you talk about, your subjects that you're speaking about, your conversation with other people. I tell you, he said, have your conversation honest among the Gentiles. They're looking for some folks today that represent the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got a standard to live up to, and that's Jesus. And we've got to do that. I know we can't all come up. We can't come up to all the perfection that Jesus was. We can strive for that, because one day we're going to heaven where there is no temptation, and there is no sin, there is no pain, there's no sorrow, there's no suffering. We're on a journey, and we're going to a heavenly place that he's called us to go to, because we heard the call. and we listened, we heeded the call, and we trusted the call, and we're walking on that journey today by the grace of God. And so he said, have that conversation. He said, that they may by your good works, which they shall behold. They're looking at us today by our good works, which we shall behold. Glorify God in the day of visitation. And brother, I'm telling you, we've got a responsibility today to walk with God. We're on a journey. And so Abraham heeded that call. He went out and he was examined by the world along the way. Sometimes he failed God, but he just got up, kept on going, got forgiveness for it, and brother, God blessed him and gave him a great people of God to follow him, and brother, God used them to bring redemption to this world, because from the seed of Abraham came the Lord Jesus Christ. God gave him to us, praise God, for redemption, and while we're here, we're to represent our Savior. We're to abstain from the sin that's around us. We're not to walk in that sin. We're not to look like that sin, how to be committed in the way that we dress, the way that we talk, the places that we go, brothers, to mirror the fact that we're Christian and saved by the grace of God. There's a responsibility that comes with a call that God has put upon us, because we're going to a place that's got foundations whose builder and maker is God, and we're going to a perfect place, and one day everything's going to get straightened out, and we're going to be home to be with him. Thank God. It's good to be saved this morning. So Abraham, listen, was going someplace. And he said, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to king or supreme or to governors, unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. And so is the will of God, that with well-doing you put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. As free, I'm not using your liberty as a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. For this is thankworthy, if a man for a conscience toward God endure grief, suffereth wrongfully, for what glory is it? When you have buffeted for your faults, you shall take it patiently. But if when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is the acceptable with God. We're to walk with God in this life, looking for the Lord to come back and get us out of there. We're going somewhere. We've got a place to go. We're on a journey this morning. We're not at home. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. And my treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. I'm glad we got a place we're going to. So while we're sojourning, let's travel the road that the Lord gives us to travel. Amen. And so praise God for the fact that they were on a journey this morning. I see your time is gone. May God bless you. It's our prayer until next Sunday at this same time. Amen.